Hello to all my fellow podcasters. How are you doing? And I want to thank you in advance for listening. This is my first podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So let's start out by introducing myself. My name is Reese. I go by Reese. I live in Virginia. I do traveling up and down the East Coast. I enjoy music, all types of music. I'm very big on weed. I'm pro marijuana, so I'll be talking about a lot. Music, marijuana, social media, anything. If you guys want me to talk about a certain subject, I will be giving out my email and I will be checking that so that we can talk and discuss certain things. Yeah, that's basically it about me. Let's see. What should we talk about today? Okay. What's been on my mind lately? I just started listening to a new artist by the name of YNW Melly. And I really, really enjoy him. I really do. I started listening to him, I would say, about maybe a month ago before he was locked up. And if you don't have a backstory on YNW Melly, I'm going to give you one right now. Okay. So YNW Melly, he is famous for his new song. Well, it's not new. It's been out for a while. Murder on My Mind, but it's hit single. He recently is in jail. He was arrested for the murder of his two friends. So back in October, I guess his friends were in a drive-by shooting, but somehow it led back to him. So in the news, I've been reading recently that he was the shooter, and there wasn't a drive-by, that him and another friend had this whole setup, set it all up and lied to the police and everything. And then they've come to find out it was him. And they even went as far as to go through his Snapchat messages to see that he was texting his girlfriend during the time. They went as far as, I guess, the cell phone signals off the people that he were with during the time and he was there. Even said he drove around for a few hours with the two bodies in his car. And these are his friends from school, from middle school, high school. He grew up with these boys. So my thing is this. He has no bond. He's charged with the killing of his two friends. I feel that if this guy really killed his friends, there has to be a reason. And the reason that he's not telling, street code, when you grow up in the streets, there's street code. So you can't tell. It's just, that's how it is, street code. Or if he did it, and there was no reason why he just pulled out a gun and shot his two friends. Maybe he's crazy. Maybe he needs to be. But it's just crazy how all of our talented young black men get caught up in this type of lifestyle. And, oh, I'm reading something else. It said his mom claims she was threatened by the two victims that the rapper murdered. So see, like I said, it could be something deeper. We might never know what's going on, but it's just a sad situation on both parties because he's gone and his two friends are gone. It's really crazy. His real name is Jamel Demons. But one thing I didn't like is that when he recently got arrested for his two friends' murders he's being charged with, they put up a picture, an old mugshot that made him look like he was crazy. No, this is not even the correct mugshot to be putting up. This is an old mugshot from a previous arrest, and you use this one. This is how the media is just so fucked up. How could you use this mugshot that has him smiling and it's not even the same? No, this is not the right mugshot. And I just pray for both sides of the family and both sides, for the, like, him, his mother, if that's really what happened, and his friends and their families, because there's too much killings going on. And he's a good artist. I liked him a lot. Yeah, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. Yeah, why N.W. Melly so close to murder victim's family? He has the mom's name tattooed on him. Well, he pled not guilty. So we'll see what happened with that case, and I will keep you updated on that. And next up, what's on the roster for today? This is Extreme Podcasting, brought to you by Reese Carr. It's like, let me stop, but I'm really enjoying this podcasting. I walk around my house to do different stuff in my car podcasting. This is going to be so much fun. But okay, today I went to store and seen Baby Fat. I was so excited. You just don't know how excited I was. In high school, I loved Baby Fat. It was the shit. Baby Fat was like the Gucci in high school. It was like the Gucci of high school girls. Everybody had it. So to go in the store today and see Baby Fat and Darion. Yes, Darion. Darion is Beyonce's company. I was super excited. And it's really not that expensive. My daughter loves it. So yes, I'm so happy that Kamori Lee Simmons came back out with the Baby Fat line. You will see me sporting some of that. Yes, give me some of that good old Baby Fat. Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's just good to see that the brands from the 90s and the early 2000s are coming back out. I just feel like that time period, it just, nothing could ever compare to the late 80s, 90s, to the 2000s. The era that I grew up in, it was the shit. And you know it. Now, it's just, I don't know. Most of the kids focus on technology, Gucci, $1,000 here. And it's about, but we actually had fun in that era. Didn't have to spend too much money. It was just a ball. And I just hope that we can relive that. And it looks like we are with the Baby Fat and the Darion. I'm going to be a 32-year-old woman walking around with Baby Fat. But, and that's another thing. Don't let anyone tell you what to do with your life. If you are 32, 40, 50, 60 and want to wear Baby Fat, do you. Ain't nobody going to pay your bills for you. And like I said, I am a mother, and it is time for me to go. It's time for me to go cook my good old kids some dinner. And I will see you guys either later on tonight or tomorrow. But thank you for listening, and have a great night. Have a great day. If you're listening to this on your way to work, have a great work day. Enjoy. God bless.